I'm joined today by Richard Blackaby. Richard is president of Blackaby Ministries International, co-author of Spiritual Leadership and Experiencing God Day by Day with his father, Henry Blackaby, to talk about his newest book, Seasons of God. Hello, Richard. It's great to be with you.
Good to be with you.
Now, what is the concept of the seasons of God, and how do the physical seasons on earth parallel the spiritual seasons of our lives?
Everybody is aware that they go through seasons every year. There's always a spring, there's always a summer, and a fall, and a winter. We're used to that, and we think sometimes it simply affects the kind of weather or the kind of clothing that we wear throughout the year. But when you think about it, when God created the world, He intentionally designed seasons into it. He built it so that life would change throughout the year, and that you'd never experience the same thing year long. And that's kind of the way God is. He's a God of change. He's a God of diversity. He's a God that there's always something new on the horizon. He's a God where things that have been good to this point may pass away at some point. Something new and fresh begins. And as I studied this, what I began to realize is that really that's the way God designed our life as well. We're part of nature. We're not outside of nature. So if all of nature is going through seasons, we should expect that as a part of that nature, we're going through seasons too. So it may not happen each year for us in our own personal lives, but there's going to be a series of seasons that take place in our life that just keep on rotating through. So spring is always a time of beginnings. It's newness. Seeds are planted that have all kinds of possibilities for the future. Summer is the time of work. It's a time when the sun is shining. You're making hay. You're maturing. You're growing. You're developing in a direction. Autumn or fall is a time of harvest. It's when you basically reap what you've sown. And the hard work of summer, whether it's as a student in school, whether it's in a new job that you've taken, whether it's a season of parenting as you've been raising your kids, or a season of as you entered retirement that you now try to make the most of. Whatever season that is, at a certain point harvest comes and you reap what you've sown. And then winter comes, which is very important. We don't always like winter, but God created it for a purpose. And it's a time of closure. It's a time of withdrawal. It's a time when something's shut down, only so that the next spring can come and a whole fresh new thing can take place in our life. And I believe that in our own lives personally, we go through stages of life. And it may be a stage of going through elementary school, or a stage of college, or a stage of parenting, or a stage of retirement. But there's a number of stages we'll go through in our life. And each one will begin with spring. It's a time of beginnings. And then you go to summer, where after you've begun this new stage, you begin to work at it, mature, and grasp it. And then there'll be a harvest eventually where essentially you reach the peak, the height of that particular stage, where you're the best that you're going to be in that stage. And then winter comes, and then a whole new spring around the corner. So it's a fresh sort of new way of looking at your life that comes in seasons, and it helps explain a lot of things about what happens in life.
What are some of the biblical principles surrounding the seasons of God?
Well, certainly there's a great one in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. It begins by saying, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. And, you know, we read that, but when you stop and think about it, there are so many seasons in our life that you can't necessarily change the season, but if you understand what the season is, you can embrace it and get the most out of it and not be caught by surprise when it comes. And interestingly, in that whole passage, it talks about there's a time to be born, or basically a time for new things to be brought to light, but there's also a time to die, which we don't always appreciate. There's a time to plant, there's a time to pluck, and so on, a time to speak, a time to be quiet. It's saying there's many different seasons in life, and the wise person is the person who recognizes what the season is.
How does an understanding of seasons benefit your reader, and what will it do for them spiritually?
Well, there's a lot of things that happen when you begin to see life in terms of seasons. For instance, recently, while it's been over 100 degrees here where I live, I was foolishly trying to plant grass seed, and I'd get the best topsoil, and I'd get great grass seed and water it, and nothing was coming up. And I had done that about 2 months earlier in the springtime, and boy, within a few days, grass shoots were jumping up, and I kept thinking I must have the wrong kind of grass seed or something wasn't right, and finally dawned on me that it's summer, and it's just difficult for a seed. It's not natural for things being planted in the heat of summer. It just doesn't work that way. And, you know, I realize there's a whole bunch of people that are constantly looking for the next thing. And, you know, sometimes it's in marriage. Sometimes it's in the job they're in. But they're constantly casting about looking for what's the next new thing in my life. What's the next thing I can do? They're bored. But they're in a season of summer. It's a time to bear down and to work and just to produce and to mature, to grow. But if they're out of sync with the season of their life, they're going to be frustrated. When you begin to recognize seasons like that, whether it's in relationships, whether it's in your walk with God, what I've discovered is every new stage of life gives you an opportunity to learn something new about yourself, something new about God. And I think that's part of why God keeps having things change up. If we just lived in a perfect greenhouse environment all the time where everything was very comfortable for us, I don't think we would depend upon him. We'd get to know him at one level, and that would be it. But when things change, when all of a sudden there's a new spring in our life, and we're feeling a bit overwhelmed, and we're feeling inadequate, and we're not sure if we can handle this new stage in our life, it causes us to look toward God and to need him in ways perhaps we didn't need him in earlier stages. And so for a number of reasons, I think God keeps things changing for us so that we see new aspects of our own personal identity, but we also learn more things about God.
Now, how does an understanding of seasons affect our relationships?
Well, you know, that I think that when it comes to relationships, there's seasons are so crucial for several reasons. For one, for instance, I've discovered that in marriage, we go through stages in marriage, and so you get married to somebody and you don't have kids. That's one stage of marriage, and you can develop a routine. You work out each other's bad habits. You set up a date night on Friday night. You have a whole system down about where you spend your discretionary money, on what kind of vacations. But then all of a sudden you enter the child rearing stage, and all of a sudden the wife is exhausted, and the wife doesn't have as much time for the husband that he's accustomed to, and money's more scarce, and all of a sudden, there's a whole different kind of relationship. And then you've got an empty nest time where all of a sudden there's no kids anymore. And you've got a retirement year stage. You've got a number of stages that a marriage will go through. The problem in a lot of marriages is that they don't understand that every time you enter a new stage, you've got to redefine your relationship. You enter a new springtime that says, okay, this is new now. You've got to redefine things. And summer is when you begin working to say, okay, now that we've got preschoolers, what are we going to need to change and adjust so we can thrive in this stage of our life? And when a new stage comes, I have to ask myself, for me to thrive in this stage of life, in this new spring season that has come, do I need to perhaps adapt or adjust or modify or rebuild relationships in my life so I can thrive in this new stage as well?
Now, Richard, finally today, what would be the primary application you would hope your readers would take away from reading Seasons of God?
Well, it is keep growing, keep changing, and nature is always growing. It's never staying in the same place. There's always a fresh spring that's coming, and there's a winter that's always coming. What I'd say to people is, just embrace each season as it comes. If winter comes, don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid to let go of what has been. It may have been wonderful. You might have had a wonderful stage of your life. Raising your kids at home may have been a wonderful stage that you thoroughly enjoyed and did a great job of, but they've left now. So instead of grieving and saying, I guess the purpose of my life is over now that I've got no kids at home to raise, realize there's always a new springtime. There's a fresh new beginning, a new stage of life that may not be the same, but if it's from God, it's going to be good. And when that springtime comes, you may feel a little inadequate and over your head at first. You may not know what to do, but embrace it and go with it. And when summer comes, don't be half-hearted or lackadaisical about developing, maturing, growing. Whatever stage you're in, give it everything you've got. Live your your life with passion in the summertime, and if you will, then when autumn comes, when harvest time comes around, you're going to have a life that enjoys a wonderful harvest. All kinds of fruit comes out of your life, and I really think that's the way life is meant to be lived, just fully embracing each season as it comes. And if you'll do that, you're going to thrive throughout your life, and your life will have variety. Your life will change up. You're not going to sit there mourning about previous seasons gone by. You're going to always be looking ahead to say, but there's another spring season coming, and with it, it's going to be a whole fresh new opportunity to grow, to learn about God, to learn about myself, to take my relationships to another level. What a wonderful way to live. And I guess I've just been around enough people. I just feel like they've squandered their life. They're living in the past, or they're squandering today because they're looking to the future. And I would say, no, God wants you to thrive today. You'll only have today once in your entire life. So today, before you lay your head down tonight, can you say, today I just embraced all that God had for me today, and I lived it fully. And you live that way all your life, and you're going to have an amazing life.
My guest today has been Richard Blackaby. Richard is president of Blackaby Ministries International. He's co-authored Spiritual Leadership and Experiencing God Day by Day with his father, Henry Blackaby, and his latest title is Seasons of God. Richard, so good to talk to you today.
Well, thank you.